Fireworks, 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 brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. Also, Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank water storage tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentax water pump. It's fireworks time. Time to light those fireworks. Our guest today, he's the man. If you're missing cruising, if you're missing the party cruising, if you're one like Ted Roy that always on the boats, then you know this guy. Russell Wilson, he's the man in charge of the Dream Chaser. Of course, we've heard in and we've read in the media their cries, their concerns. As we're moving to reopen the entertainment industry, as we are moving to get some semblance of a festival, of course, we heard the Minister, John King, saying we're not going to call it Crop Over. They don't want to call it Crop Over, so we'll see what they come up with, but they don't want to call it a Crop Over festival this year. So this will be year number two without an official Crop Over festival. We await word on what it will be called. But the various players in the entertainment industry are crying out. They want their voices to be heard, and we want to hear their voices as well. So, we'll be talking to Russell. We also pay tribute to former Calypso monarch, Liar, who passed away at 72. Gave us some great music. Of course, as I said, he was a former monarch as well. So before we get to talking with Russell, let's see one from Liar. She want Pan. Good afternoon. Fireworks on VOB 92.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
16 minutes after 4 o'clock, and I want to start off by reading just something from page 4 of today's Daily Nation. Party cruise operators feel left out. Well, they're hot under the collar after talks to restart public entertainment events has left them on the sidelines, and they say it's not the first time that this has happened. In recommendations made by government on Tuesday, a decision was made that would allow entertainers and event planners to host parties once attendees are vaccinated or provide negative PCR tests done within 24 hours of the event. And those events will be capped at 150 patrons. However, party cruises were not included in the events allowed to restart. John King, the Minister of Responsibility for Culture in the Prime Minister's office, told the Daily Nation that we are taking baby steps for now. We don't plan to leave the party cruise business on the sidelines indefinitely, but at the same time, we can't do everything one time. That's from page 4 of today's Daily Nation. And I have one of those operators here with me today. And, you know, it's interesting to hear this year, and I, you know what, Russell Wilson, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gashi. How are you doing, brother?
I'm pretty good, you know. I'm not too bad. Now, for those that may not know, Russell runs one of the more popular, if not the most popular, party cruise, which is the MV Dream Chaser. And you guys have not been having a good year, but I mean in the entertainment industry in general, but as we are moving to reopen, as the article was saying, it seems that you guys are being left out, just going according to what the article said. What's really happening from your perspective?
Well, let me start by saying, in understanding that public safety is paramount in anything that has to go on, we believe that yes, we understand, as the PM has said, the country is opening in increments. Now, with that being said, we also are part of that makeup. And when we have, as seen by today in page 4, as you just read, Kashi, we are different in our business from most other businesses on the island. So by that, I simply mean is that people use what we have to put income and put money in their pocket, in their community's pocket. And the spin-offs of that are far and wide-reaching. So it's what you're seeing right now, or beginning to see, rather, is these same people that we appreciate and have come to know and form relationships over the years. They are also hurting as a result of us not being able to operate. So it's not let's not fool ourselves. To be honest, no one gets into business not to make it. But the way our business is set up, the lion's share of any event goes simply to the person that rents the vessel, as it should, because they're the people that put in the effort. We are facilitating it, yes, but they go home with the lion's share, as they should. And then if they've done it right, then we don't have to fight that hard to make them want to come back again in the future.
All right. So basically, as facilitators, for those that, I want to make sure that is as clear as possible to those that may not be familiar with how this works. You own the vessel.
I'm one of the owners of it.
One of the owners, you know. And person A wants to hold a cruise. They come, they pay you, and they benefit by getting people to come on and party.
Well, if you would like, Kashi, I know that you're a man of numbers and you like to talk with facts. So can we use actual
go on,
figures?
Please.
If that might help.
Go ahead.
Okay, so based on the capacity of the vessel, if you wanted to do this is obviously in regular times.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, that is.
Long, long ago.
Long, long ago in a thing called outside. You could charter the vessel for a 4-hour period. The base cost for that would be $4,500. That would cover you for the first 200 people. Now, on a per head basis, that works on average of $22.50. So you're with me so far?
Gotcha.
Now, the average promoter comfortably, Kashi, will start. I mean, even if it's just because different promoters want to have their different spins. Some art market doing all inclusives, some do cooler. It all depends on what they do. But One thing holds true is that even at a minimum of $60 a ticket, which I'm sure you can agree, you would consider a very reasonable price ticket.
Mm-hmm.
After you pay us, that's $37.50 in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And if you multiply that by 200 people, that's $7,500 there before you start. Mm-hmm. Now, the boat has a capacity greater than this and in regular working times. So, you know, you can see by the time it's for 4 hours, so even if you take out your entertainment and even on a modest cruise, there are not many places that you can go and successfully carry home a couple $1,000s for your family and whoever else you support in a short space of time. So there's a reason that people are driven to cruise culture, because it doesn't help just one. It helps as previously stated, it helps the people. So Cashy is a very popular DJ. So Cashy's having a cruise.
I heard about him.
Yeah, I've known him for a while, and he's a good guy. So Cashy's having a cruise. So the people that want to come to Cashy's cruise are going to go and buy clothes. The ladies will go and make themselves look even more beautiful. The guys will also dress to suit. And then that's where it starts. Then there's the people that will go and get themselves groomed. So you're talking macro businesses and micro businesses that prop up each other. Then that doesn't have anything to do with the person that we get the drinks from, or the person we get the ice from. These are all people that, you know, over the years you create relationships and understanding that when our engines shut, a lot of engines shut as a result. So if there's no clothes selling, I'm just going back to to expand further what was written in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
If there is nowhere to go, then there's no reason to go and buy clothes, isn't there? Is there?
Oh.
And that's just one small fraction that is, as I said, I can go on.
We see the trickle-down effect of things. Now, you started off, you say, we recognize the need for safety, and we understand this here. So what about the concerns then that people may have when they say, well, when people get on boats, all safety goes through the window? I mean, how can we safely party and, you know, not be fearful that we end up with another super spreader?
Well, if I can speak to that based on previous fact, the boats that have been classed as party vessels at this point in time would constitute the MV Dream Chaser and the NC Buccaneer. Now, both of these vessels have been very lucky, I would say, and factually speaking, the amount of recorded COVID-19 cases that came as a spread result of these two vessels is zero. So perhaps what we did, and we didn't come up with these rules. Some of them we came up by ourselves, and some of them were implemented and given guidance by Mr. Ronald Chapman, and we followed them to a T. And this is why I think we were able to remain safe on the waters at that point in time. So I hope that starts to answer your question.
Yeah, of course. Now, that being the case, showing the track record, you can't speak for someone, but why is it then that the talks to resume entertainment, particularly when you talk about, okay, perhaps we can have 150 people, what do you think is preventing the Dream Chaser? I mean, let's just talk about your vessel, which is a larger vessel. Which can accommodate several hundred people, but obviously in this case, reduced numbers. What do you think is preventing the resumption of cruises?
I'm made to understand, Cashy, that that decision is held is guided by the health officials on the island. Now, to that we say we were hoping to have a dialogue at some point in time to show, because it's not that there, by any stretch of imagination, that we are not willing to comply and work with the powers that be. Because believe us, we cannot afford, literally, another lockdown. That is not just, I'm not speaking on Dream Chaser, I mean the entire island and world cannot afford to be on a dock or tied up for any extended period of time, any longer. Enough is enough. So it's against that background we try to make sure that whatever we can do, we would do. And if at this point in time we're not allowed to sail, well then I guess I can only offer the vessel as a venue, because we have all the facilities there that you could possibly need. So if somebody then would have to challenge me on why we can't use the vote board as a dockside venue.
Have you been invited, because we had the meeting earlier this week with the Prime Minister and other stakeholders, were you or other members of the party crews community, were you invited to these meetings?
I was not invited to the meeting where the PM was present, unfortunately, but I was fortunate enough to be at a meeting yesterday with Minister Lisa Cummings and Minister John King, to which after, if you don't mind, once we further the conversation, I would like to update you on what came out of that meeting.
Of course, man.
And how we think we could move forward in a positive direction, as opposed to I'm not going to stay here and play dead. In fact, the PM also always says that, you know, we need to come with solutions, and I think that I might have one or two solutions to make this a more positive spin.
We know we want to hear those solutions. We want to hear about, yes, we want to hear it all. Trust me, we are going to get it all. Russell Wilson, we're having that conversation about party cruises. Of course, the resumption of entertainment in Barbados. It's 27 minutes after 4 o'clock inside Fireworks. Fireworks 2021 is brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited. In this condensed version of Fireworks for today, Thursday, the 17th of June. Remember, at the top of the hour, we should be joining that press update. So that's why we really got to keep it tight. And Russell Wilson, we were talking about not just entertainment, but his particular sector, which is party cruises. Now, I know with these meetings, sometimes you got to be careful when you have the conversations, but can you share what has been happening so far? Or you recently had a meeting?
Okay.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me. Probably should turn that microphone back on. Huh? All right, here we go. Go on. You good?
Yes, Gashi. I might not be at liberty to go through everything because it's still to be minuted. What I can do, however, is talk about what I proposed. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of these people that will look for excuses, as I said, or lay over and play dead. So we're often challenged to look for solutions, and I think I may have come up with a solution. Or as I said before I began talking, our business model helps individuals, groups, communities, businesses. And in being out of work for so long, we have not done anything for the entire year. We aren't the only people that haven't been afforded the opportunity to work. And by that, I mean some people still, by law, can operate, but have been finding it extremely difficult to operate. Mm-hmm. And what I discussed yesterday at the meeting with Minister Cummings and Minister King, which will be followed up hopefully tomorrow with Minister King, is retooling our vessel. And by that, we would like, in this climate that we are able to operate, give a different sector of people now a chance to work. And by that, I simply mean that there are a lot of qualified chefs, there are a lot of qualified mixologists, bar-related staff that have not had the opportunity. People that cook and do Barbadiana, mm-hmm. By an expression in culinary arts and whatnot. We are looking at the option of retooling the vessel at this point to do perhaps a floating bar, restaurant, except with the difference is that we would hopefully like different members of the community. So let's, again, Kashi, I'll use you as an example.
Go on.
Kashi is a top chef. And
but I am.
But you are, yes. that's yet to be proven, but Kashi is a top chef and he wants a place to come and express or gain a new clientele, get a different type of exposure. What we will now be able to offer, hopefully, in the near future, is chefs and, again, chefs, cooks, different. Once we can do it in a structured manner that we can take people out on the bay in a pre-measured amount, whatever, if it's 150 seated, then we can offer them a seagoing experience where now we can now reach back out to different people that have not worked and try to get them back into having something to take home and work with. This also will give the people that we would have worked with from inception, our our drinks brands a chance to get something out there, because on trade in Barbados is pretty much dead unless you have any restaurant or whatnot. And again, if you're now talking about experience, what other experience can you relate this to? The answer is none. So we'll be able to hopefully take you. And then what I think I would like to add a layer on top of that is that culturally, a lot of our singers, performers have also been suffering because there's obviously no hotels being open or opening slowly. They're also a sector that's bleeding and hurting and hurt just like you and I. But if you give, what I want to say in a nutshell is that our business model before reached out to communities and allowed communities to work with us. And this is no different. This is just doing it in a way that we hope now we can offer a different type of experience. And what would be nicer than having your dinner served to you on in Carlisle Bay and having that view?
I like that. That actually takes me back to when we on other vessels in years gone by, you had the dinner shows.
Correct.
And it basically operates that way. I know that we have many restaurants and bars that are doing dinner shows. You know, they have dinner and a singer or a musician. I don't know if they've gone as far as the fire eaters and limbo dancers and such as yet.
Although well, I don't think a fire dancer on a boat might be something I want to consider at this point in time.
But it was done. The precedent was set over the years. But that's your boat.
Yeah.
What about the other party vessels?
Similarly, with discussions with Randall Armstrong, who owns the Buccaneer, mm-hmm. he'd indicated that one of his desires at this point in time would to utilize his vessel as a floating bar. We, because of layout and capacity and square footage at 4,300 square feet, we have more than enough space to put down comfortable tables that...
Bigger than a lot of bars out there.
Bigger than a lot of bars. We still have air-conditioned bathrooms. We have actually the only vessel on the island that has wheelchair-accessible restrooms. And more importantly, as I said, now we can give another sector of people a chance until we can figure out a way with the powers that be how we can safely go forward in entertainment. But this doesn't mean that somebody that is in entertainment can't host a dinner party, for example. Mm. By dinner party, I mean that it's not in its an event where they can choose their own menu. They work with a chef that they're comfortable with, and being able to get food suppliers that are suffering as well. I'm not going to say this is going to make anybody wealthy, but I'm going to say that this might help turn some wheels in a much needed time.
Mm-hmm. I really want to know exactly how hard, because we talk about it's hard for those in the entertainment industry, but
extremely.
It's a different situation for you and others in the sector, because you have other, it's not only that you're not working, but you've got other financials to take care of.
Absolutely. We're going to be entering into conversations, and I must be forthright in saying that we reached out to the Barbados Port Inc. to engage them in conversations, and they were very quick to respond to give us an audience, and that will happen hopefully sometime next week. And the reason for that is simple, is that we at this current time, we are not able to work. It's not that we don't want to work. The government's mandate is that they think it's safer that we do not operate at this time, and that has cost implications. So we just want to be on a fair playing ground. If we're not able to operate, or if we are, how can we see work together to make sure that it's an amicable relation going forward?
What happens if you cannot restart cruises? And let's say the current set of directives are set to expire at the end of this month. What happens if, and you see that the length of time for these directives is lengthening, so maybe it's another 3 weeks that should take us through to much of July. What happens if you are not allowed to restart cruises? Can you survive that?
To be 100% honest, I don't think that there's very much longevity without some sort of help at this point in time. At this point in time, we've been doing it on our own. We're trying to hold our own for as long as we can. But a boat is not like a car. You cannot leave a boat and think you're coming back to it next week or next month without paying attention to it. It is consistent maintenance. It's consistent care. And with that being said, that's time, and time is money. And you know how that story goes. So we can't be in a safe operational condition. And even if we were granted permission today, for example, promoters, the people that facilitate the vessel, they need time to plan and they need time to execute and work with us to make sure that, again, safety is adhered to and that their brand and their product works. So it's time. It really just comes down to time. And to answer your question, in its simplest of forms, we cannot sustain anything else longer than what we're doing right now. It's very difficult, brother.
So it's a very real possibility then, and as we've been straight talking, it's a very real possibility if you're not allowed to cruise or retool as you have suggested, or something happens where we can really get things in motion, that we can see, because I was reading Randall, he's saying he's dipping into his retirement. He's dipping into his retirement.
That's correct.
You know, he shouldn't have to do that. You know, I'm pretty sure when he got that vessel, he was hoping, well, I'm going to add to this, not having to dip into it. So is a real possibility that we're not going to see these boats?
If this is prolonged, it's an absolute possibility, brother. There's no pretending. So a vessel that large does not magically sit there without being maintained properly. And for that, there's a cost associated with it. And there is only so much that any one set of people have. And certainly in this case, we do not have and the ability to maintain this forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, what message do you want to get out to the public and to those in positions to influence and make decisions? What's the message you want to get out to them as we wrap things up?
As we wrap things up, we are fortunate to be in a business where we have people that come to us, but every promoter has one thing in common. They have an outreach. You can't be a promoter without an outreach. So in a case like this, it's always said, I don't want to annoy, but if we need to agitate and let your voice be heard, then you need to let we can only say so much, but we are one part of the being, but without the people that work with us year in, year out, we don't have a business. So without your voices being heard as well, then we're really nothing. So I would say simply that the people that we work with from in the entertainment sector that believes in our product as we believe in y'all, if you're unhappy with this, we think that we can have dialogue. We're open to dialogue. We're amicable people, and we're not trying to flirt or skirt the law. So if dialogue can be afforded to us, we would be more than willing to listen to see how best we can make that we can get back out in the water and get people working, and us get my crew, which means the world to me, get them back in a comfortable state again.
You mentioned it's Dream Chaser and
the MC Buccaneer.
Buccaneer. Are those the only two registered party boats? Barbados?
To be clear, there is nothing called a party boat. There's nothing. If that's a term.
So what are you registered as?
A boat. It's just a large vessel. MV being motorized vessel, Dream Chaser. If you want to talk about types of boats, there's schooners, there's barges, there's catamarans, but there's no such thing as a party boat. It is what we have coined the term in Barbados because people do this type of, like, do partying predominantly on the Dream Chaser and the Buccaneer. So we actually had our own category created for us.
So you're a pleasure craft. You're just a larger pleasure craft than the other catamarans.
Yeah, we're just a large. We're not a catamaran. We're just a larger craft.
A larger craft. So
the MC Buccaneer is actually a catamaran.
It is. So if I get 10 people, well, obviously you need more than 10 to facilitate your thing. But I mean, because it's puzzling. That's why I'm trying to get the answers. If the catamarans are allowed to operate,
and I may add to that is that I'm glad that they're allowed to operate. I'm glad that anybody is able to work in this difficult time. What I'm saying is that I hope that in a fair environment, that if the other boat owners are allowed to operate, which is fine, and I'm happy for them, we hope that with dialogue and safety in mind, that we are also given an opportunity to operate.
Okay, so you say the next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow?
If all goes well, yes.
All right. Well, I'll keep my phone on, and I'll make sure I listen out to see if you can give me an update on that, yeah?
I'd be more than glad, brother.
Russell Wilson, thank you very much, sir.
You're most welcome. Thanks very much, Kashi.
Can't wait to sail with you again. Fireworks, of course, featuring the gentleman, the honorable gentleman, Russell Wilson. I wish I could tell you about the things that he used to say, but that's another program for another time. Probably a late night program. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West India Waterproofing. West India Waterproofing, remember, waterproofing means us. Call us today, 271-4933. Rhoda Plastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.